Celine Castroneuevo, Bloomberg Law healthcare reporter. Celine, we just had Brian Deese on, the White House director of the National Economic Council. He was speaking with Lisa Abramowitz on Bloomberg Television, talking about, you know, some of the legislation that this administration's been able to pass and talking about bringing down drug prices. Is that possible? Is that even a thing that we should be anticipating?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. So something I've been reporting on is this specific provision in the Democrats' reconciliation bill that would give Medicare the authority for the first time to negotiate the prices of the most expensive drugs on the market for seniors covered under Medicare. To your question, you know, this analyst has said that, you know, this would allow Medicare to have substantial savings. The Congressional Budget Office has estimated it would result in roughly $102 billion savings over a decade. But in terms of the larger marketplace, there's not going to be a huge shift based from this provision specifically on drug prices overall.
Maybe other than China, Celine, this is something President Trump and President Biden would agree on: bring down drug prices. There's a modest lobbying group on K Street in Washington. How will Big Pharma respond to this legislation?
Yeah, so already, you know, the pharmaceutical industry has pushed back on this legislation, you know, specifically saying that, you know, requiring manufacturers to negotiate prices will reduce the incentive to innovate, you know, more treatments, especially for cancers or for Alzheimer's. And then, you know, they've also argued that it would limit competition from generic manufacturers that could bring lower cost alternatives to the marketplace, because generic manufacturers will have to compete with the lower prices set by the federal government for the brand name drugs subject to negotiation.
Is this something that's going to happen in the next year or two, or is this a longer term issue that we should, I mean, should our hopes be high or moderate here?
Right. So it's going to be a phased process that this is going to be implemented. So the first drug price, the first negotiated prices won't go into effect until 2026. And that will be for the top 10 Part D drugs covered under Medicare.
Celine, I'm going to be dead by 2020. Are you kidding me? My drug prices aren't going down until 2026?
For this specific provision, starting next year, Medicare is going to come out with the list of the top 10 drugs subject to negotiations for 2026. And then in 2027, that will expand to 15. The next year, it'll be 15 Part D and then Part B drugs. So Part B being the medicines that are dispensed in hospital settings or medical settings. And then in 2029 and the years following, it'll be 20 Part B and Part D drugs.
I love that. Celine, you just gave us a window. Yeah, I have great respect for your patience on this. Thank you so much. On Part D and Part C, Celine Castroneuve joins us from Bloomberg Law Healthcare Reporter. She just captured how absurd this whole thing is.
Yeah, and she gets it because she lives it every day. But, I mean, the rest of us are like, when are my drug prices
going
down?
I've never understood it.
I don't know how it works. I don't know how healthcare works.